Such a cold day. I'm so happy to be back inside. Not so bad. It's cold and windy. If we just had some rain, whew, you would not have been able to take me outside to begin with. Well, excuse me for not being used to the cold. I'm from the south, okay? I'm from where it's warm. Well, at least warmer than this. By the way, I don't know how you can stand to wear shorts in such cold weather. Are you even alive? Are you human? Or are you an alien? Because that seems a bit impossible. Ah, yeah, right. You're a human, Furnace, of course. Uh-huh. Oh, no, I believe you. I just can't fathom it. I really can't. You look like you'd be so cold, and yet here you are, just shrugging off everything, really. You're just really amazing. You're something special. And I don't mean that as an offense or anything. I don't mean that to be mean. You're truly, truly special. In the best way possible. I feel like I'm talking too much. Am I talking too much? No? Are you sure? Are you just trying to be nice? Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So, what's the plan now, boss man? To be honest, I was thinking maybe a movie or play some video games. Just vibe and chill, see what happens. But like, most importantly, can you please go over to that air conditioning unit and turn on the heat? I am shivering. Unless you plan to lend me some of your heat, human Furnace. Oh, no, I'm not making fun of you. I'm actually really jealous right now. Thank you. Oh, God. Automatically. When was the last time you put on the heater? It smells like everything's burning. Oh, God, I hate that smell. Sheesh. Really? It's been that long? Man, you had me stuttering for a second. Wow, you're not human. You're not a human, good God. Didn't we have like a winter storm a couple days ago? Brother, you are insane. You're just flexing on me at this point. Wait, did you use your fireplace at least? Mm-hmm. And here I thought you were Superman over here. Yeah, I didn't bring it up and I didn't go into details, but here I thought you were just over here, you know, using your fur or something to keep warm. All you did was just end up going caveman mode, and that's fine, that's good. At least I know you do need to keep warm like a normal human being. Look, I'm just trying to figure out if you're an alien or not. Have you been lying to me all these years? And I thought we were best friends. Am I being too much of a goofball? Yeah? Well, let that be payback to all the times you've been a goofball to me. Ugh, man. I know the heater takes some time to really go into effect, but like, I am seriously really, really cold. I still have the coat on and everything, and it's just not enough. Maybe I'm just having like an iron deficiency moment or something. Yeah, I feel really, really cold. Do you have a blanket or something I can use? Like, really anything. I mean, yeah, cuddling would work too. Just anything to keep me warm. And that actually makes a lot of sense. Let's see how much of a furnace you really are. Am I okay? Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. Cuddling with my friends? Yeah, that's perfectly fine. You know, what's weird about that? Just get over here. Before I end up turning into a popsicle, perhaps. You know, preferably. Don't be so dramatic. I'll show you dramatic. If I have the strength to. Going outside can be such a drain. Especially if I have to be around you. No, once again, that is a good thing. You're a blast to hang around. You're funny and charming and pretty attractive, so I'm like, wait, what did I just say? You're funny. You're really funny. don't worry about what I said. I don't know why that came out of my mouth. But yeah, you're a really funny guy to be around. And, you know, you're pretty damn smart, too. So I don't know why I'm thinking about this now, but how is it that you don't have a girlfriend again? You're just not looking for one. Fair. Honestly, being in a relationship is too much hassle, I think. Especially if you're not with the right person. Yeah, you can always just leave the relationship if they're a hassle, but some people are too lonely to even do that much. What about me? Well, I don't really think there's anybody out there that really digs me, so I haven't really been looking. So, yeah. Honestly, I have the philosophy that searching is bad. Just kind of let things happen, and you never know where you'll end up. So, for example, I could be friends with someone for, like, let's say 5-10 years, right? And then later on down the line, we end up going out. And I'd only feel comfortable doing that is because I've gotten to know about them. I've learned about their habits, what they're like. And I feel just 1,000 times more comfortable versus, you know, trying to do the dating thing of, oh, I've only met you maybe 2 months ago or 6 months ago, and we're going to immediately go dating. You know, I don't know anything about you. I barely even know your name. So, yeah, that's my philosophy. I'd feel much more comfortable going out with a friend. Yeah, like you, for example. I've known you for how long? Yeah, exactly. 8 years. 8 years is more than enough time to truly understand someone. So, yeah, you would be perfect. And not even because of the length of time, more so because of the compatibility. We have way too many things in common, and that's a plus. Is there anything we don't have in common? That depends. On what? Well, personally, I've never had sex with anyone before. I never had the interest. Not with the guys I've dated. And I'm very glad I never did either. Most of them were no good. And you? Have you ever had sex with somebody? Don't make a puking sound. Man, it shouldn't be all that bad. We just need to find the right people to do it with, I think. We do that and we may become addicted. But who knows? Have I ever thought about what? Us dating? Well, that's a really forward question, which I shockingly appreciate. I can't believe I'm gonna say this, but yeah. Yeah, I have. A lot. A lot more than I want to willingly tell you at the moment. But I feel comfortable telling you this because there's no way in hell you've done the same. You have? And you never told me? Well, yeah, I never told you either, but... Really? Well, I mean, your mind will wander, and it's nothing to do with love or the want to be with someone else in a loving way. It's just your mind wandering, right? Right? Well, for me, no. I've actually had a crush on you. A couple crushes, actually. Or more so, just one incredibly long crush that I try to push back into the depths of my mind. Is it the same way for you? So you're telling me we've had feelings for each other all this time, and neither of us had the balls to admit it? Seems about right. We're just a pair of chickens, aren't we? Well, this changes a lot. And now I see why you're so eager to cuddle with me. Hey, I don't mind it. And I see that you don't mind it because you're the one who initiated it, so what do we do now? I mean, we both acknowledge that we have some form of interest in each other, right? Well then, do we continue forward with this thought process, this mindset, this interest in each other? Or do we go back to just pretending like we didn't, just admit that we have feelings for each other? Now, I don't know about you, but to admit this to you feels like I feel so relieved. Just to have this weight off my chest once and for all. And to see you smiling like an idiot tells me that you are really happy about that too. Hey, how long have we been holding hands like this? Are we both blushing? Huh. Is it wrong for me to really want to kiss you right now? No? You want to do the same? I feel like we're skipping some steps, but at the same time, our entire life has been a little bit of a date, hasn't it? The amount of outings we've gone to, the amount of times we've hung out. I think it's way overdue for us to do this. But I'm kind of panicking. I'm like really anxious. Could you help me? My cheeks hurt so much from blushing. Just kiss me. Please. There's nothing more that I want in this whole world other than you kissing me. Maybe something else too. What am I talking about? I'm sorry, I really shouldn't have said that. You know, one step at a time and all of that, but I've just been... the thought of you and I together. I don't know how to express my feelings, and when I get nervous, I become a chatterbox. I'm just... Thank you. Thank you. I can't believe it. After all these years, finally, I can be with my best friend. Thank you. I think now would be a great time to learn more about each other. Something that no one else knows. Do you understand what I mean? I have a question though. And I hope you tell me you do. I really hope to God you tell me you do. Do you have a condom with you? Of course you don't. I'm really afraid if we keep kissing like this, one of us is gonna slip up. And going by how I feel, I think it's gonna be me. So, let's just keep cuddling and try to be careful. And you said you've never had interest in having sex before, right? Yeah, and I never ever wanted to either. But I guess we found the right person to be with for our first time. You're really eager to go and get a condom. You wouldn't even know what size you need, probably. Look, how about in the morning, you go out and get some. I'm almost positive online there's a chart that'll show you exactly what size you need. Besides, there's no rush. We can take things slow. We're both new to this. We do this right, okay? Yeah. We've both been waiting a long time for this. I'll be ready when you're ready. I knew we were missing a step. What? You never even asked me out. Hey, don't worry. I'll do it for you. Okay? Will you be my boyfriend?